What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
All right, one day, Cole, a brother in the Lord.
one day.
Another great rendition from him. I love that song. Again.
Yeah. It's a love song that is in between, confessing love at the same time, letting you that, man, you guys understand that, look, this love, it has to be two ways.
Yeah.
You know, it is. I love him. I hear he's in the studio working with T-Pain right now. That's really? An exclusive for those who do not know.
Oh, wow.
So it'd be great to have Wendy and T-Pain on this track, yeah.
They don't have the kind of voice texture.
No, T-Pain does auto-tune. Wendy doesn't.
Yeah, but I mean...
But they can do that falsetto, yes. Yeah. Falsetto. Mm. It'd be great to hear how they sound together. They're all legends,
right.
By the way.
That's right. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? You look splendid.
You can't say that again.
What is that word? Vous êtes très, très belle, ma chérie. Vous êtes magnifique.
Mm. Thank you.
Oh, shall I say tu es? Shall I not give you respect? But anyway, it's okay. French is crazy. French is like Yoruba. It has male and female words.
Yeah.
It also has adults and mixed words.
That's
like,
right.
Like you say eh to an elder. Elderly. You know, you also do that. In the French, it's crazy, but hey, you are so beautiful.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Oh.
Lagos, Nigeria, how are you doing this morning? I'm hoping that you are doing great and you woke up on the bright side. It's raining outside, really cold outside.
Yeah.
It's raining cats and dogs in some areas, and in some areas I think it's just drizzling. I think around the VI area it's just drizzling.
Yeah.
Somewhere around Lekki it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
Did it rain around your area as well? You can call us to tell us that. It's a Monday, a fresh week, a fresh working week. Whew. Are you ready for the week? Are you ready for the week?
Was that for me?
Yeah, that's for you too.
I mean, do I have a choice? You have to be ready for it. It doesn't seem like, you know, Mondays are usually, no matter how much you try to get to prepare to start the week on a Monday, especially if you choose Monday to be the day you commence your week, because the week actually started yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's always tough because, you know, it's either you're used to taking your time to wake up. For me, weekends, I don't bother myself to wake up early. I try to sleep as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And so on a Monday, I need my alarm sometimes cannot remind me that, hey, guys, it's a Monday, wake up. You can't sleep like you did on Saturday. So usually Mondays, man, they're always the days that you get set for the week while you're in the day itself.
I mean, for people like me.
Yeah.
I make it a conscious effort to start preparing for my week on Saturday or on Sunday. So that's why I was asking, are you ready for the week? More like we plan the activities for the week, the food for the week, the clothes for the week, activities for the week.
I think we have we need to sort all of that. But one thing I'm sure that we're ready for is the radio show.
That's right.
You know, we're always ready. We're ready for you each and every day. And that's it. And I hope you guys are also ready for your week.
I'm ready anyway. I'm ready for the week. I don't know if you are. It's the 6th day of September 2021. And like I always say, what a day to be alive.
It is a day the Lord has made for us to be glad and rejoice in it. And that's a statement of fact.
That's right. We kick off the show with the feel of Lagos as the first hour of the show where we ask you how you're doing, what's going on around your area. All you need to do is call on the radio show and scream, what's up, Lagos? And we'll cheers you. We'll say cheers to life
right
from this side of the divide.
That's absolutely correct. Now for you, the listener, who's joining us for the first time, and you're wondering why should people be screaming on radio? Hey, guys, this is the only radio show where you call to get to scream. So you don't want to take that away from us, right?
Oh,
so for those who are saying, I'm not a screaming type, you're not our show type.
You're not our show type.
You understand?
Type.
Except there's a medical condition. I have to sound that. Someone had to call me.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had to call me to say that, hey, I don't hear the what's up, Lagos, again. I say, I've not been listening. Just that some people have been dodging it. So if you are on Andrea's boats, you know, the side of those who, you know, cannot, you know, go to all the gaga and crazy, all right? It's okay. But at least mention the what's up, Lagos.
Andrea's boats.
All right? But for those who are on the Collins boats, You know that we are noisy people, we are crazy people, we get excited about life. Even when they put gun on your head like this, you're laughing. You say, what's up, Lagos? You know, we don't allow things to push us down. All right, so you can scream and ensure that, you know, you do that with all your energy, all right?
That's right.
And then tell us what's happening in your neighborhood.
0700-993-993-993. That's the number that you can reach us via. You can also drop a WhatsApp message to
0809-597-5805. Why to get a screen the calls and get the messages to pour in for those who want to sign in. I don't know, man. September, for many years on the African continent, has been a month, especially the early weeks of September, as a period where people are
in a rush.
People, no, not just the rush. Schools
pressure.
Are resuming for a new, is it a new season?
New session.
New session, yeah.
Yeah, new session. Yeah, wow, that's true.
So parents right now, some parents will not be smiling.
That's right. Some are panicking, some are under pressure.
Some are just lock up. We're leaving the school. Mommy, why? I say we're leaving the school. They're not teaching well.
Meanwhile,
we know that, okay. It's
we
the,
feel you.
We feel you.
We understand.
The bar may not
be complete yet.
Because the Naira, the way it's going.
Ha! It's only God.
The way the Naira is going.
It's only God.
You know? Some people are getting to the point where school is school. They'll say school is school.
Had they not say ABC?
Hello?
Had they not say
do you have teachers?
Had they not
say yes, ma. Do you have a classroom? Yes, ma. do you have textbooks? Yes, ma. Yes, daddy. Do you people have assembly? Yes, daddy. That's a school. That's where you're going. You will go there and you will learn. You become bright. At the end of the day, you start hearing, you hear stories like, at the end of the day, and which is true. It's not by the school you go to. You start hearing things like that. You hear people like, hey, what school? What school? There's nothing about, you know, Bill Gates and the host of others.
But we understand why.
We get it. Understand.
We get it.
We're on the same. We understand that. We're in this together, guys.
We're in this together.
So how is prep for resumption going on for you as a parent?
Yeah.
You want to chip that in as you talk to us? Have your little ones resumed yet?
Yeah.
And also, for those who are resuming next week, how prepared are you? Are you ready?
Yeah.
And then because there's COVID, COVID is still in the mix. There's the Delta variant that we all know has been ravaging, as you know for sure. Have you checked the NCDC site recently? Do you know the updates? Well, you listen to Nigeria Info, so you know what the update is. So with COVID in the mix, would you rather that schools just stay, or man, they should go. They have done enough.
I mean, in some schools, they have implemented the COVID-19 protocols. And to some extent, I think that some schools are actually doing a good job in that regard.
Yeah.
Majority, I'm not sure.
I'm just thinking about public schools, really. Government schools. Specific government schools. If you're a government school child, please raise your hand up wherever you are.
Say hola.
We here. You can rep your school if you want to. But guys, I'm just thinking about government school. How well? Yeah. I know that private schools would do all they have to do. If it means that the parents will have to pay the money for the weekly sanitizer and the weekly mask, they'll pay it and that will be done.
Yeah.
However, how about the government schools? Do you think it's wise? Are we ready enough to, you know, allow these kids go to school knowing that there's a pandemic, that's a virus out there? I'm just thinking aloud.
And most of the government schools, most of the public schools are actually populated. They have lots more students.
Of course.
So I don't even know, do they resume them in batches or they all resume together in full force?
You know, apart from where, if the school makes the decision to insist that the protocols are followed, but how will a teacher or a person in school who has been living their life in the streets of Lagos, going about no masks, entering bus, going all around,
Now
to school and now say no.
Put on your face mask.
We have to follow the protocol.
What
because
students now have seen that your teacher jump a bike or jump enter bus without a face mask, you know, wash her nothing. You now come to school to them say, auntie, but I saw you that day inside the bus.
You
did not wear your face mask.
So there are so many factors that, we just need to put it. I understand why Nigerians just say, now God. When it's just someone tells you, now God. That means, by all standards, physically, you know, by all by all standards, from all angles, all right, there are so many reasons, there's so many factors mitigating against people getting things right in our society.
That's right.
For example, now, especially, you know, it would be safer for you to like order a ride. If you want, I mean, you just two of you in a ride.
Yeah.
But how many people can afford that? To say, okay, want to stay safe, wear your masks. So at the end of the day, we gotta do this thing together, everybody. No matter how you want to remove yourself. So it's high time we took this COVID thing seriously.
Seriously.
The better. But guys, how's it going with you?
We have a couple of good news on WhatsApp.
Like, okay.
I am excited for our family.
Okay.
And our family is expanding also.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, so this message is coming from Joy. Joy from Ogun State says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techies. Yesterday was our first year wedding anniversary.
Woo!
Say a shout out to sweet, caring, wonderful husband. I want to say I love you so much." Oh, that's so adorable.
Super adorable indeed.
So yeah, congratulations to you, your first year wedding anniversary.
Yep.
I mean, how is marriage treating you?
We just wish you the best. We know that you're going to have a great experience. And you are going to make that experience great. I had to emphasize, you just want you to enjoy yourself, please. In Jesus' name.
Why are you making it look as if I was not still saying
I didn't want you to go along the lines you wanted to go.
Okay. Ace from Ibejo Lekki says, "What's up, Lagos? My wife put to bed an adorable princess."
Whoa! Where's the shakers? Congratulations to you.
Congratulations. Here's from Ibejo Lekki. God
Congrats.
Bless you and
wow.
your adorable princess. Welcome to the world. May God keep you. And she would continue to be a source of joy in your home and your household.
Amen to that, Pastor Andrea. 0700-993-993-993. That sounds good. 0700-993-993-993. Oh, Reverend. That's the number to call. And for WhatsApp, keep them coming in. 0809-597-5805. This is What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk. So, guys, we're asking you what's happening in your Lungu. Did it rain over the weekend? Is it raining right now? Would you like to give us an update? And also, if your children are resuming school, they've resumed school already. How did they go? Are you preparing? Have you decided to change location of school?
Yeah.
You know, have you said that, Lord, I'm going homeschooling this day? What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Welcome, Godwin.
Welcome.
Yeah. Lucky is so wet, raining, flooding everywhere.
Child.
Wow.
And everything is there. But yeah, we are fine.
Okay.
Great. Great to hear. Thank you so much for the update.
I'm a very strong caller.
Whoa!
Welcome.
I've been this number for a very long time.
You made it, my brother.
I'm lucky today. Today is my birthday also.
Wow! Wow! Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Happy birthday to you. We wish you long life and prosperity and everything good.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You are welcome indeed. Wow. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
So where's your own What's Up, Lagos screen?
Man, it's been a while. I've been trying to get this number, but I don't know whether I've left it.
But at least you've entered now.
I've been now.
And you came through, you even to say, "What's up, Lagos?" You could not say it. Anyways.
You got me on the way.
All right, great. So, great. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Daniel. I'm calling from
Oh, great. You are beside us here. Daniel.
I don't know where you're
at. It's not far from you.
You want to drop check?
You want to come around?
You want to drop check, my brother?
I'll give you the address now if you want to. Daniel.
Never reach like that, but.
Okay, I get it, man. Anyways, I hope you're good. Hope you're fine. I know that maybe your area is not flooded because I'm in the same area.
is not there as usual. But
wow.
Oh boy. Anyways, well. Great, Daniel. Happy to have you join us on the show. Keep listening. There's a lot to talk about. Let's get move on now to the next. Ooh la la.
0700-993-993-993. Hello. Aye.
What's lines going on? Jamming.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, right, kindly turn down the volume on your radio.
Hello.
What's up, Ligas?
Chest alive.
Okay. That's okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Hi. What's up, Vegas?
Just alive.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm so excited to be on the show.
We're excited for you too.
Our first time caller.
Wow.
You deserve a round of applause.
Yay!
You made it.
Look, I'm here. My cousin and my driver, my awesome driver, he's the one that encouraged me to call, actually.
All right.
We're on our way to my school.
All right.
Hello?
Whatever. But I'm on my way to school. I'm so happy and excited.
Oh, yes.
We're excited for you, too.
It's my final year. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm so excited.
Wow.
Don't worry. It's going to be the best of the years that you spent in school.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Be safe. Wow.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, my goodness.
Did you feel that excitement?
I felt it. But we need to go on a break quickly. We'll be right back.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lego?
Chest alive. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Sammy from Lego.
Your name is Sammy?
Yes.
Hi, Sammy. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Okay.
Very, very lucky. And today I'm happy that I met you people.
What did you say?
I'm very excited because today I met you. Always I've been trying, This is my first time of calling.
Wow, you made it.
I'm surprised.
All right. Congratulations. You made it.
Yes indeed. You mentioned
all the COC people are doing a wonderful job. I can't lie. I'm so excited. Anytime that I saw my radio to your station, I'm still okay and feel comfortable because no matter what, now I'm in driving shy, outside running around me. Whatever the fact you are taking along, I'm trying to get you what I couldn't get you, but now, as I see, I met you.
Thank you. We're glad that you did.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We sincerely appreciate that. And have a splendid week ahead. I mean, a lot of commendations coming here. He's driving. It was obvious that he was driving.
Yeah.
And he couldn't hold himself just to call the radio station. Well, more calls coming in. We're still, you know, having you sign in, telling us how the weekend is went, and how the day is going so far, and what plans you have for the week. And if it rained in your neighborhood, if it's flooded or not. Imagine asking people if your air is flooded. Anyways, we just want to know how you're feeling this morning. The feel of Lagos is what we call this time out.
And if you're a parent as well, I mean, the school will be resuming a week from now.
Some have resumed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. How are you feeling, our dear parents? How are you feeling? Are you excited about the fact that your children are going back to school? Or are you under some kind of pressure? To let us know. Hello?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes. Cheers to life.
Collins and Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning and happy new week.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Same
Sunday
to you.
On the line.
Hi, Sunday. How are you doing today?
Very well, very well. We thank God.
Great.
I mean, it's raining all over. I'm now in jail.
Wow.
It's raining. The weather is so dull. So that's what is going on in this area.
All right.
So about this school resumption,
Yeah.
I'm above all that because all my children are, you know,
yeah,
out of the school. They are no more in school, so I wouldn't say anything about that.
Lucky you, man.
What's up, Lagos?
Chase the life. Oh, boy. Who doesn't want to be in that position,
I didn't tell you.
I know some singles would be like, what's there going to school? No, wait. You know, just wait.
No, wait.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Dr. Michael Alao.
Come on.
Welcome.
Welcome, Dr. Well Michael Alao. How are you today?
Yes, well done. Yes, sir.
Great.
There's four in our place at the Laving Joe. I like it. I do a machine.
Oh.
They are constructing the road that is not flooding.
Wow.
Yes, I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for the updates. He said a flood in Alakija.
Wow.
Area. And that are constructing the roads.
Yeah.
0700-993-993-993.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? Chest alive. What's your name?
I'm Mike, calling from Brook. I've been calling your line since morning.
We're glad that you made it, Michael.
We're happy you made it.
Yes, my area is very cool, it's very calm, it's sunny, there's no rain.
Are you for real? It's sunny. Did you say it's sunny?
Where?
Yes, ma. Yes, ma. Magodo Brooks here.
Magodo is sunny. Wow.
Yes.
Man. Beautiful. That's beautiful to hear, man.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you something that you will help me, please.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I have a friend of mine who is a musical artist.
Okay.
The guy started his music since 2010.
Okay, what?
A lot of tracks.
Well, I understand. What you can do is send me a direct message on Instagram, all right? Yeah.
Sir, I lost my big phone. They collected my big phone.
But you can send us a WhatsApp. That's better.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. Okay,
all right,
sir.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate. Man, I've been getting a lot of people coming that they want to promote their music. Go to clouds. Anyway, but what I'm saying is, if you need help, you need direction, there's no crime asking because, of course, for those who know that we have some experience in that area, but not on radio. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, I get it. You know, you just need that opportunity. Well, 0700-993-993-993.
Okay.
Hello.
That's the feel of Lagos.
That's the feel of Lagos, ladies and gentlemen. Whether it's from downfall, wherever you are, you can call the radio station. It's Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, detectives. Andre, my friend.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
And I want to feed you. I just got the vaccine.
Wow. Congratulations.
Wow. Congrats.
That's good.
I took my vaccine on Friday. Lagos, I go and take this thing.
Nice.
Nice. All right.
If you want to have nice mopo, chill and go.
I tell you.
That's a part of it.
I'm glad that you have.
Fantastic. How do you feel, though?
I feel good.
Okay, nice. Fantastic. Oh my God.
Nice one.
Thank you so much for calling. Fantastic.
That's what I did.
All right, thank you so much.
You know, we are grandmas now.
Mm-hmm.
When we were training, we went through all those anxiety, sleepless nights, calculation for brain. Brain had to work now, sir, because they calculate money too much that time. And you go pay rent, and you go pay school fees for three girls, and this and that, you know. And now, they forget things.
That's right.
And what I will say, those nights are still pain. Their children are still small. God will provide for you.
Amen.
Anywhere God will bring money, you will be surprised. You will see money to pay that school fee.
Amen.
We will not eat from Buhari's budget. We will eat from the divine heavenly budget.
Na so.
That's what I always tell myself. You see, I can maybe go to Nigeria, I go to Kukukendi. I will not eat Nigerian money, I will eat God's money, and God was providing.
Amen.
I need help, he will direct me to the person that will help me.
Amen. You know? Wow. Wow.
I know how I train my children and train them successfully.
Wow, well so done.
Do the same thing to all of you.
Amen.
Of
you. Amen.
He's just wasting his time on we survive.
Yes.
We will survive him in this country.
Amen. All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
Madam Yiffy. We appreciate you indeed. David is calling from Lekki. Hi, David. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers, just alive.
It's raining in Lekki here, and you know now.
Mm.
Weather for two, pregnancy for one.
Naso.
So that's all you can hear, you can see about the rain. You don't see the showers of blessing. Anyways.
Collins, I like the way you pronounce your name.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right.
Thank you so much, David. Appreciate you. He's a first-time caller, and he calls in to say it's flooding in Lekki. I mean, it's raining in Lekki, weather for two, pregnancy for one. And he likes the way I call my name. Really. That's okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. 0700-993-993-993. For WhatsApp, is 0809-597-5805.
That's right. On WhatsApp, we have John Singh from Lekki. He says, what's up, Lagos? Wet over here. Just like to hear Andrea say that's right. For real. Okay.
Yeah.
This person says, good morning, detectives. Please, can a pregnant woman take the COVID-19 vaccine?
That's frequently asked question. Frequently asked question. You know, according to the NCDC, I'll do direct from what the NCDC has said. I don't think there have been any reservation about that.
I'm not sure about that as well, but yes, I think that she should find out.
It's among the I want to go direct to NCDC website.
Okay.
The questions, the frequently asked question, that's one of the questions there.
Yeah.
And I'll get the response of the NCDC. Who are the NASA agency to ask any questions to, all right, straight up. But if it's a medical doctor out there, anybody who's working, you can answer that question, because it's not, I don't think it's a direct question. Moses on the line. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hi, Moses.
Welcome,
Hi.
Moses.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, we know Lekki is wet. It's nice. Anyway, for me, one thing I just wanted to contribute to this program, and I mean to say today, is this. Number one, we need to help Nigerian women, because this station, we're always about the women. We need to help Nigerian women. Now, one thing I want to say is this. Stop mentioning politics when they keep talking about women. I want women to do all the jobs, many jobs. We see them abroad, but Nigerian women are waiting for this thing to come to them on a platter of gold. It can't happen. That is the truth.
Okay.
It can't happen. That is how they go abroad and push the husband back to Nigeria, because it's the mentality.
Wow.
They should stop this women, and that's why we have a women number in this station too. That's
all right.
Not cool. It's not cool.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
All right. Usman, perhaps you understood what Moses said. We have Usman calling us from Lekki as a first-time caller. Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Hi, Usman. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Well, I want to say something concerning that, you know, many of us complain that government are not doing well. Government, let's be honest, we know that. But there is one thing we Nigeria need to do, honestly.
Was it?
Because many of us complaining because of the hardship, a lot of things, which we know that. But we need to try our efforts also to help the country move forward.
Okay.
By doing some kind of things, at least trying to do one of business. Once you put a shop, there is no way you can put an employee there and assisting that person.
Okay.
That is my own way of helping some kind of people. Okay,
great, fantastic, good to know.
I think
the last two callers have actually put me in a confused state right now.
Oh my goodness.
You know, the last two callers, I mean, I don't know what's going on. Perhaps. Maybe there's a break in transmission. Maybe somebody's transmitting another detectors away from that. We just want to know how you're doing, guys. I don't know how we got into the politics and talk and all that, but we just want to know how you're doing this morning. We want to give us a report. We want you to give us a report of what's happening in your Lungu. That's your neighborhood. And tell us how you feel this morning. That's something good enough to have on radio. And we do that every morning. Before we get into our family talk for today, we'd have another interesting topic to look at. For those who are not following us, if you are not following us on social media platform, you perhaps will not have an idea. But as we move forward, you understand what we're talking about on the family talk today. And we just wanted to tell us how you're feeling. And then specifically for parents, those who have their children going back to school, and for those resuming school, how does it feel? How are you feeling? And are you prepared? Are you ready? Or are you still under anxiety? Are you still worried? You know, maybe, I don't know. Whatever the situation is, we just want to know. We care about you and want to talk about that which is practically happening to you.
Lower, lower, bye.
Benny. Lower, what's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Good morning, Charles. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm happy to reach out today. I'm so happy.
We're happy that you made it.
Yes, my weekend was good, even though it was raining.
Mm.
But thank God. Mm. Thank God for every one of us. We will survive. We still make it. My happiness today is that today happens to be my birthday.
Oh,
wow.
And then my first time of calling this Nigeria UFO.
Wow.
Lots of birthday celebrations today.
Wow.
I'm so happy today.
Wow. Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Day.
Thank you.
We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All
wow.
the best.
My name is Amba. Amba. Funny from my papa.
Welcome.
All right. Amba. For my papa,
yes,
happy birthday to you. Indeed.
Thank you, sir.
God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. I love you guys.
We love you too. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A place
that felt
of happiness.
So good. That felt so good. So, happy birthday. It feels like a lot of people are celebrating your birthdays today. So, happy birthday to you. If you are celebrating your birthday today, or you know someone that knows someone that knows another someone celebrating your birthdays today, tell the someone, tell that person. And we're also telling you today's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. And we wish you all the very best. Everything good, everything beautiful, we wish for you.
Absolutely. Well, success on the line, calling from our gay. As we get to bring success on, do not forget that you can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. Let's just have a feel of how you're doing. Hi, success. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive!
Woo! Woo! Wow.
Wow. You deserve a round of applause. Oh my God.
That's good enough. Trust me.
Well, that's good. That's good.
0700-993-993-993. More calls coming in. In case you're wondering what the show is, What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk. And we are the Techers. Teke de Meji, like some would say.
But if you want to know our names, I am Andrea. Adwobi Teke.
And I'm Collins. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. Teke.
Shegu is on the line. And Shegu, hello, what's up, Lagos, Shegu?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Hey, Teke, I hear my voice again today.
We bless God, oh.
Why don't you pick up? What is your problem?
No be us, oh. No be us, oh.
I got no vex.
No be us, no vex.
I'm not going to vex. You see, I don't pick up today. I'm going to call now again.
Thank God. God wants you to call us again.
Tomorrow is my 8 years anniversary.
Woo!
I did 8 years last week.
Now, ma, you be. Wow.
Which is the traditional marriage. So, the right wedding was tomorrow.
Wow.
Tomorrow. So, If I don't call now today, now I don't say tomorrow I'm going to pick your call. You make a call in my head.
Oh my God, Shagun, well, let me write it down.
Congratulations.
We need
you.
How am I
doing now?
We're good.
I call again. I don't know before. Let me just try. Like, so.
Are you serious?
Wow.
I swear. I don't know. Surprised when I say before for like you.
Everywhere, yeah. Everywhere wet.
Everywhere, just try for you.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, I know. No, I'm not going to pretend to pay school shoes, yeah.
And also.
Those boys don't tell me. They daddy, we are only next people. I love our juice.
And
so, our biscuits, I'm not buying. I don't know. I said, don't just cool down. Don't worry. This is next week, man.
Abi,
you
go up, bro.
And I know that the person looking for the money.
Hmm.
Okay.
You go see, don't worry.
Money go show,
don't worry. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yes.
The second.
Yes.
I'm beating her. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Oh my! Thank you so much. Shago is so excited.
Yeah, he is. Wow! It seems like a lot of good news. A lot of celebrations ongoing today.
His wedding anniversary is tomorrow.
8 years,
man. Shagun, nama you be. nama you be.
Tari is on the line, and Tari is calling from Lekki. Tari is also a first-time caller. Hi, Tari. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Okay, I'm calling from Ikeja right now.
Okay, welcome.
Wow.
Somewhere around the Lausa.
Mm. Okay.
It's very cool and calm weather.
Nice. It's a cool and calm weather indeed.
There's no rain.
No rain.
Wow. Mm. Okay. Great to know. I mean, how's the weekend? How do you feel this day? Great?
Yeah. It's a good weekend.
Fantastic. Do you have kids to resume to school next week or this week or not yet?
Okay. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for telling us how you're doing.
One more thing.
Okay.
Myself and my friend, we're arguing about something now.
All right.
Yes. He said you are Andre Teke, right?
Yes.
And he is some Teke, right?
Collins Teke, yes.
Collins Teke. Are you related or married or something?
Wow. So you're a new first time caller. Oh, little
no wonder.
All right.
Welcome to the family.
Listen on your radio. We're going to answer that question to you on the radio. Just keep listening. We'll respond now. Hope it's on the line. All right, Tari, keep listening. You get it. What's up, Lagos? Chest alive. I know there are a lot of people on that boat. Sorry, Hope, for keeping you. And a lot of people on that boat, they just, when they hear Andrea Odobi Teke, Collins Teke, they'll be like, are they brother and sister? Well, much more than that. Something like a brother and sister relationship.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Oh, boy.
We still need to satisfy some people's curiosity.
Yes, we will.
A lot of people are yet to really... accept.
Take it. It's new. It's actually
the fact
new.
That, a real life couple on radio.
Real life legally married couple, yes. It's just imagine the real life drama at home, real life, lovey dovey, real life conversations that has to do with, family and couples, Yes, that's what you get on the radio, like Jara. Aside the very interesting conversations that we bring on the radio.
Yeah, sure.
So yes, we Atari to clear your curiosity.
Yeah.
All right. We are, Nigeria's first real life married couple to co-host
a radio show.
A live radio show.
What if they had it?
Currently presenting a radio show.
Yeah. I'm saying, what if they had a bet?
If they had a bet, the guy don't lose with that now. Child. If you say, brother and sister.
Tari, sorry, yo.
Tari, if you have bets. If not bets, you have sorry is your case. But that's it. That's it, man. It's the first. So I understand if you're a bit curious and wondering if it's really true. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive!
Yeah, this is ATM. Good morning.
Welcome.
Hey, Asian, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from VI.
Welcome, Asian.
Today's a wet day.
It is, in some areas, it is.
Andre, I love your voice.
Ah, Ah, really? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
And the big brother, KK.
I know, mean afterthought. It's okay.
Don't be jealous.
No, it's okay. Why? And I joke. Why even know the police say? It suits me. If you say a voice, it suits me past you if you don't know. Anyways, thank you so much for the call and the compliments. Appreciate it. Wow. Welcome.
I've been trying the line for so long. I thank God I got you guys today.
We're happy you did. Great indeed.
In Lagos, the only concern, what I'm only having issue in Lagos is about the drainage is so bad. And I don't know why our so-called engineering, they always wait. You know, when you see a new site, a new road being built, then the drainage is always, you see water stuck on it. I don't believe water should stuck on the drainage. I don't believe that. I don't know why is it like that in Lagos. I don't know. And that's why you always have a flood in Lagos.
All right.
That is major issue.
Okay. Thank you for calling our attention, reminding us again of this. Success is back from Agege. Hi.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Success.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Just
alive.
Wow.
Yeah, good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
I want to say good morning to you people.
Yes.
Other colleagues, God has really blessed you with a very good wife. I'm telling you the truth. I wish your wife is my sister. Because her voice, I'll not go to work.
Are you serious? Wow. Man, thank you so much. That's a good thing to say.
Yeah,
you know?
The voice is so special. And then the kind of radicality on air that you guys is just too much, you know?
Wow.
So it's like a flavor. I don't miss Nigeria Nipo for anything. Every morning down to evening. You know, as much as I'm at home, I'm in my car, I'm always on. If my children enter my car and they change it, it's a problem. Even my wife is a problem. Yeah.
Wow.
So I can't afford to miss you guys' program anytime at all.
Wow.
Thank you so much. This means a lot, man. We can just end the show right now and just go home now. I've done our job. But thank you for the call and success indeed. We appreciate you for this and the compliments too. Andrea, any words?
I mean, thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my family. Thank you so much.
Anthony from Mazamaza is on the line. He's gone. Anthony, sorry for keeping you that long. But we go on a break in seconds. When we come back, the family talk will be live for 30 minutes. We try to talk about gaslighting. What does that mean? Well, you find out when we get back. Don't forget. A warm welcome back. You are listening to Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are live on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Well, this is where radio has a different sound. A sound that keeps you informed, educated, entertained, inspired, motivated, energized. I need more words, Andrea.
Pumped.
I know you're going to say that. I saw that coming. The radio show that brings happiness in your life in the midst of a pandemic. This is a show created to help you survive weeks and weeks in the pandemic. Oh my.
It's 10:58 on the clock, and in just few minutes we'll be heading straight to the newsroom. But before then, we still want to hear how you're doing. And remember, our family talk will be starting from the 11 o'clock hour.
That's right.
In that time, Collins gave a hint. We're talking gaslighting. If you don't know what gaslighting means, we're going to talk more about that in just a moment.
That's right.
Where that you be in a relationship and you just find that you're drained in that relationship. Some people are actually in such relationship right now where they are emotionally abused.
Sure.
But they don't really know that they are abused emotionally.
And they don't know that gaslighting is the...
Yeah, I mean...
I'm sorry, someone to say gaslighting. Is he lighting the gas?
You know,
stuff like that. But just hold on. Hold on. We're here for you. And we'll definitely do it. Today's a birthday celebration day. A lot of people are born today. I just got word that today is the birthday of the Garrett Boss. Today's 13th birthday, and that's Weber Boss' son.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Aww. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Garrett. And great guy. Happy birthday.
We wish you all the best.
That's right.
Long life, prosperity, everything good.
That's
best
right.
Best wishes.
That's right. And Weber joins me at half past the hour of 11 for Power Solutions, by the way.
That's
we'll talk a bit more about that. One call before we go?
That's right, one call. Let's see how short that call can be.
Yep.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Mm-hmm. Andre.
What's up?
Oh, my God, you.
Oh, God, you guys.
Well,
guys, I don't understand you. Oh, God. Please, you can be going. Bye-bye. It's already 11 o'clock.
What did he say?
He told me to laugh.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
They're beginning to find my soft spot. I don't like it.
Absolutely. I love it that way.
That's right. We are family. And yes, Family Talk is live right now. Lagos, Nigeria. Wherever it is you're listening to us, welcome to the second hour of the show. Today, we want to talk something is rather serious, because a lot of relationships, right? Not just marriage relationships, just relationships, even friendships, undergo this kind of emotional abuse, which is called gaslighting. Explain to you what gaslighting means?
Yeah, it's one of those things that happen to a lot of people and they don't know what it's termed. Mm. They don't know what it's called. They don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they even get to find themselves thinking that something is wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I losing it or what's going on?
Yeah.
Why is... You know, start thinking, and there's a tendency of someone who has been gaslighted to think that, you know, everyone else is right there wrong because of how
the
emotionally
manipulation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's serious manipulation, in case you don't know. And maybe you're wondering how we'll get explained that as we move on. Mm. So you see whether you have been gaslighted or you have been gaslighting.
Or you're in that situation right now.
Absolutely.
And sometimes I think that the people who gaslight their partners, I don't know if they do it intentionally or they don't even know that they're actually manipulating their partners.
You know, there's a tendency of you wanting to be on the right side.
Mm,
you know, being the one that's right. There's that tendency when you have a relationship with someone, whether it's business relationship or marriage or whatever kind of relationship.
Yeah.
You know, there's that, I don't know, it's human for one to be on the right side, to be the one who's correct and right.
Mm-hmm.
And we find it difficult to accept.
Yeah.
Or if we find ourselves getting it wrong many times, we now just choose, you know what, enough is enough.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be accepting this, my wrong. Instead of doing something about it, we choose to do whatever it takes to be on the right side.
Right.
Well, gaslighting, of course, for those who do not know, by the way, you can contribute by sending us a message or calling us when the time is ripe on 0700-993-993-993. And you can also send us a message to 0809-597-5805. Let's also inform you that we are streaming live on YouTube and Facebook, so you can find us there and also drop your comments. Andrea's got a new hair done, an amazing one. You may want to check that out on YouTube and Facebook. And she's looking beautiful. For those who are talking about the voice being fantastic, I'm like, yo, just see her first before you talk about the voice. I mean, it's a complete package, by the way.
Wow.
So find us on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, and on Instagram. Did I say Instagram? No. But you can find us streaming live also on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Drop your comments there on our topic of discussion.
That's right. Thank you so much for the compliment.
Mm-hmm.
I take that with my full chest. Okay. But let's talk about gaslighting.
Absolutely. I would go directly, of course, I would have one of us get to give it the definition of gaslighting, but let's also guide you through this conversation by letting you know that we're trying to understudy the effect of that kind of emotional abuse,
yeah.
all right, on individuals. We also examine gaslighting behavioral examples, so things that can be identified mm-hmm. as gaslighting, so that in case you're doing it and you don't know, or you someone is doing it to you and you don't know because there's love, oh, it's my love, you know, yeah. you just take anything.
Yeah.
And it's killing you emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting to a point where you're losing it and you're almost thinking that, man, something's wrong with you.
True.
Well, we get to identify specifically gaslighting behavioral examples
True.
That way to guide you.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we'll look at some basic tips, if possible, of dealing with gaslighting
mm-hmm.
or gaslighters. Those who light, gaslight, as it were.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start with telling you what it actually means.
Mm.
Now, gaslighting is a form of manipulation that occurs in abusive relationship. It's an insidious and sometimes covert type of emotional abuse where the bully or the abuser makes their target question their judgments and reality. Now, ultimately, the victim of gaslighting starts to wonder if they are losing their sanity or not. Now, this kind of emotional manipulation
mm-hmm.
happens in marriages,
yep.
happens in friendships,
yep.
happens in just mere boyfriend and girlfriend.
Even colleagues in the office.
That's right. That's right.
So it's a broad topic that everyone, but because we the family talk, you know, we're talking about it happening in a relationship, in their marriages, and for anyone generally.
Mm.
So the truth is, after having a communication with a person gaslighting you, you are left wondering if there's something really okay, if your head is okay, Abby, is there something wrong with me?
Mm.
And then, you know, this can even confuse you and leave you questioning your judgment,
yeah.
even your mental health. You'd be yeah. like, Abby, I don't decrease. You know,
mm.
they hit you with lies.
Yeah.
The betrayal, manipulation, yeah. insecurities.
Mm.
They abuse your emotional, they abuse you emotionally.
Yeah.
And they never apologize. Instead, they blame you again for their action to avoid taking responsibility.
Hmm. It's just like someone hurts you and blame you for them hurting you.
You can't confuse.
For instance, this person cheated on you.
Yeah.
Right?
Hmm.
And it's happened that this person cheated on you. You are hurt.
Kuru.
You are broken.
Hmm.
You feel disappointed. And then when you confronted this, your partner, that why did you cheat on me? And the person tells you, yeah, you are not loving anymore. You are not attractive anymore. Hmm. You don't have what it takes to keep me your man anymore, keep me as your woman anymore. So that's why I had to cheat. That in itself is gaslighting.
That is it, absolutely.
Because at that period, this person is manipulating your emotions to think that you are the reason that they cheated.
No, so even if you're the reason, the fact that the cheating has happened
yeah.
has to be addressed
yeah.
separately.
Yeah.
The reason is different from it, but they just rub it on and make the reason the coco.
Yeah.
And that's you.
You. Yeah.
So you become the reason of your own doom.
Of yeah. Exactly.
Of your of what you're facing.
Yeah.
And now, gaslighting is so manipulative, and it's common in that society. I don't know. I'm passionate about this because it's very common in this society, in relationships, in the lives of so many young girls out there, and even boys
yeah.
who could be facing this.
Now, this is just even an example of
yeah.
gaslighting. It's just one of the ways.
Absolutely. It could take different form. This yeah. kind of emotional abuse can take different form, just
yeah.
to mention quickly. It can take a number of different forms, including constant arguing, criticism, isolation, refusing individuals from family and friends.
Ha.
Verbal abuse.
Okay.
Possessiveness
uh-huh.
and jealousy.
Mm.
So if someone is possessive, the jealous, they can find things to tell you to just make you think, create a world around you. That is pretty much gaslighting, kind
like
of like
isolate creates, you from
yes,
yeah.
a world that is not real. A world that they want you to be in. It's a torment. It's like prison.
Mm.
And if you don't, it's difficult to come out. It's quite difficult, guys. I don't know if you guys have had that kind of experience. It's not the kind of topic we're expected to jump on. But it is a topic that you might want to introspect
True.
And just think for a second and say, am I in this?
True.
Have I been doing this without knowing?
Mm.
And we'll get more into that. So having this small understanding of gaslighting, we'll get into some of the different forms and different types. We'll mention more and also how one can deal with them. But first, I think this is where we bring Lagos in.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This will bring Lagos in. So we have a list of questions for you. if you like to contribute on this matter. How do you tell if someone is gaslighting you now that you understand? Can you tell? Can you look at your life and say, okay, perhaps I've been gaslighted or someone is gaslighting me?
Right. You could be in a relationship right now and you're just like, really? Is my partner manipulating me? Am I emotionally abused in my relationship right now? Like you said, it's not something you answer. You have to introspect.
Absolutely.
And we're going to give you time.
Yep.
Because we're going to have a part two of this conversation
Fantastic.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow, go. We sit down, have an expert even join us, if possible.
That's right.
We'll talk about that.
But talk to us, Lagos.
Does that ring a bell or what we've said?
That's right. Does it? Wow. I'm sure that at this point a lot of people are still thinking like, really, these people don't bring another
topic again. Gaslighting. So how do you deal with being gaslighted by someone you love, your loved one? Because it's usually people we trust, people we love, people who are close to us. People can do it from afar, especially these online days. That's what people, every time they come on your WhatsApp, they always make you guilty. They'll just make you feel like, you know, you'll be doubting yourself, you're confused. So there are different, with technology has also given gaslighters the opportunity to gaslight from different angles, whether on WhatsApp, through phone calls. They have multiple channels to gaslight you. So now that we have an understanding, let's hear from Lagos.
0700-993-993-993. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that via
0809-597-5805. This is Family Talk with the Techers. She's Andrea Odobi Teke.
And he is Collins.
Okay. Thanks for the prestige boss. Let's get to the calls. Hey, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Mike. Hello?
Yes, Michael.
My name is Michael, calling from Satellite Town.
Oh, welcome, Michael.
Wow. I'm so excited. First time caller.
Woo! Hey, you made it.
Welcome indeed.
Welcome.
My own situation happened between me and my boss.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yes,
okay.
Maria.
He was just shouting. Every time he was shouting, I was like, what's going on? Because to me, it's not a normal shout again. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we're getting
it. And was like, after that, he got to a stage, he said, we have a meeting and all that stuff. Are you with me?
Yes.
And after that meeting, I said, what was the challenge? I cannot hold myself again. I have to tell him, sir, the challenge is what you're shouting. It was just provoking. How will I insult him? How will I... In fact, he just gave me one option to leave.
Wow.
To leave.
So does it... Okay, go ahead.
So other people around me were just shouting, guy, you don't get it. You know, this one, you don't get that one. You get me?
Uh-huh.
But not knowing the main issue... Hello?
Yes, yeah. I'm listening.
Not knowing the main issue. So the people were just around me because, guy, you have to lose your job because you don't have a thing. But they don't know that the person, me, like, the relationship between me and my boss was not going on smoothly.
I mean, that's a way of gaslighting. I mean, you did something wrong by shouting at you and you felt that it was wrong. You found a way to talk to him.
No. Every time
he blamed you.
If you kind of this temperamental, are you getting me?
Yeah.
Able to acknowledge your fault, he will put it on you.
Okay.
Are you getting me?
That's right.
Yeah, I just want to contribute this. My name is Mike, first time caller.
Oh, Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate.
I mean, that's a form of it. Because at that point, you're questioning yourself like,
Abi, Nami fault.
Nami, not be me now. Not be me now.
But why you shout,
you know?
Gaslighting in our society. Gaslighting in relationship, in marriages, among siblings. 0700-993-993-993. Man, it's let's get this.
Hello? All right, hello?
Hello?
What's up, Lego?
Just alive!
Wow.
Is that Hallelujah. Welcome.
Welcome.
Gilbert on the line.
Hi, Gilbert. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Lagos Island.
Fantastic. So let's talk.
It's been a long time I spoke with you.
Oh, we're glad you're
we're
here.
Glad, yeah. We're glad you came.
I'd love to hear you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
So my brother, mm-hmm. that's like we're talking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's between siblings. Or my elder brother, each time he calls me in respect of the things about village, he always wants me to dance to his tune. Sometimes I want to tell him, now look, this thing, let us do it in a way that it will be comfortable for me to do, not always dancing to your tune. You want to flare up and say, I must do it, this is what you are supposed to do, and all the rest of it, not even considering my own point or my own section. So many times I've quarreled him, and sometimes I knocked his call off my phone. And sometimes I told him I don't want to listen to him again.
Wow.
Most of the time when he comes to that area, I tell him, please don't go that area, because I don't want him. It makes me, puts me on a tension. I put me on depressed sometimes.
Wow.
Stressed out.
Hmm.
Get so it is one kind of it's a bad thing. It's not good at all.
It is.
All right.
It is. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing with us. Thank you. Appreciate it. So
wow.
Truly is a thing in our society.
It is. On WhatsApp, I don't know, this person chose to be anonymous. I can't see your name. It says, good morning, the techers. You are in the spirit. This topic is very timely. I think I have a gaslight as a partner. And this has been going on for as far as I can remember.
Wow.
I'm emotionally hurt and really hurt. But because of my children, I have chosen to stay focused. He would shut me down once I begin to point out where he has gone wrong, but he is always looking for the slightest fault to nail me.
Hey.
Even sometimes he would want to physically hit me in front of my children while calling me names. He is never wrong, I'm not really enjoying the marriage because I feel I'm giving so much yet being disregarded. He would use words such as idiot, God would punish you, and so on. My greatest concern is the day he might eventually hit me because he has anger issues. God help.
Wow.
Wow, this is serious. Please do send me, I don't know.
Maybe you got her number from
there. Yeah, I'd probably get your number so that we can help you. Because this is really an emotional, I don't know.
It's serious. And it's a common, I would lie that I've not seen that happen among a lot, you know. And it's a common thing. Most people don't know that that's what they're doing.
Yes.
To them, they're keeping their ego.
Yes.
To them, they are trying to paint that picture. I'm right.
Yes.
I'm the final say here.
Yes.
You don't make being the final say by talking down on others.
Yeah.
Or disregarding their opinions.
Exactly.
And especially between husband and wife. It's a common thing that I think Africans, especially in Nigeria, because of the culture, that patriarchy nature of our culture, you know, it's pushed men to think that they can never go wrong.
Yeah.
They are final say. Nobody's saying you are not, you might be the final say. But that does not mean that others don't have a say.
But they're also women.
Mm-hmm.
There are also women who gaslight their partners.
That's right.
And I think that this comes from a place of, for instance, if your partner has shown some tiny little bit of a flaw, they capitalize on that flaw
and they
rub it in.
And they make sure she stays in that flaw forever.
Mm.
If you know what.
Hello, Ikenna. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes, it's Akers. Good morning.
Good morning,
Ikenna.
Yes. Good to be back on the program today.
Welcome.
Yeah, talking about gaslighting. It's interesting you guys restricted it to relationships as to marriage and, you know, workplaces, colleagues and, you know, friends and all whatnot. But I want to bring an angle to it. How about, you know, gaslighting that happens between even, you know, parents and children. Children, in the sense that I'm looking at a situation where a girl comes up to the parents and tells the parents, oh, this is a guy I want to settle down with. For reasons best known to the parents, reasons that are not obviously expressed, the parents say, no, we don't want you to. And they go, you know, blackmailing the girl, telling the girl that, you know, that's for how you made a mistake in school. That was how you did
that.
So, I mean, that's gaslighting.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Good example.
So it gets to a point where the girl now begins to think, oh, I'm not sure I'm with the right guy.
True.
I'm not sure I'm with this. Yeah. And your mom comes up around 2 a.m. in the dead of the night to wake you up and begin to tell you this, your decision is bad and all whatnot. I mean, how else can gaslighting be?
I'm telling you, that's a perfect perspective and a good example. Thank you, Ikena, for calling, and always a delight to hear from you.
Wow.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, great. Wow. Man, this is just like the introductory part of the gaslighting conversation. You were making a point before we end up break.
Well, I think I missed my thoughts there. We have WhatsApp messages, lots of WhatsApp messages. This person here says, good morning, the Techalicious duo. What's up, Lagos? I'll be anonymous today.
Okay.
My new manager used to make me feel like I wasn't doing enough, shouting me down like I'm a kid.
Hmm.
When it started affecting my self-esteem, we had a difficult conversation and we arrived at a mutual understanding and respect.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying my job again.
Great.
So that means that, okay, this is what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So some people who are the gaslighters
mm-hmm.
don't necessarily know that they are gaslighting their partner, or they're gaslighting their sibling, or their colleague at work, or their employee,
or their children.
Or their children. Sometimes they don't even know that what they're doing is gaslighting, that is manipulating their emotions. Why, there are some people who actually do that consciously.
Have
mastered the art of manipulating their partners to, you know, subduing them,
mm-hmm.
you know. No, messing with their emotions.
Making them turn to mad people.
You know, hello? What?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Collins, take it.
Yes, please. Jide. I'm good.
Madam, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you too?
I'm good. My name is Jide. I'm on transit.
All right.
Yeah. This morning, I don't have much to say, but honestly, I just want to appreciate you people. Your program is blessing life.
Aww.
Thank you.
Honestly, I must confess, it's blessing life. I've been married now for 20 years.
Wow.
By the grace of God, and all that I've been listening to on your radio, on your programs, has been a blessing to me. Not to me alone, but to every other listener.
Wow.
And just what I want to say this morning is about what you are discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, this issue of gaslighting, we need to understand each other. There's a day, I remember vividly 7 years ago, something happened between me and my wife, and I was this, because the way we were brought up, we were meant to, you know, in those days, man had a say, this, blah, 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 this, all those things that are not normal anyway. So some of us grew up with those mindsets.
That's right.
But somehow, there's an argument between both of us, and I was shouting, blah, blah. And the woman said, look, don't you think we have equal rights in this house? So I just calmed down. I was like, equal rights? I was just meditating on that word, equal rights. You know, Colin, it's so serious, bro. I'm telling you. I was sitting on that word. Do you know we have equal? From that day, Collins, between me and you and God, everything changed. The way I talk to my wife, the way we discuss, if we have an argument, we will argue it. Sometimes I'll just keep quiet. And when I keep quiet, she knows that I'm angry. So I will not say anything. Even if she's talking, I will not say anything. And you keep on bowing, I will not even say anything. Hello, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, I will not even say anything. But later, after like an hour, when she see me live, say, hey, Edibinuto, I will say, hey, what else do you want me to say? When you are doing this and you are there, and you still want me to talk, what do you want me to say? But we must respect each other.
That's right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Respect, we must actually respect each other. When we do that, we have a happy home and our home will be blessed.
That's right.
Amen.
So
thank you.
I want to appreciate both of you, and you are a blessing to all couples. And I want to appreciate you once again.
Thank you
for having a wonderful day.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Well, we need to go on a break, and it looks like our time is really fast spent already. But this is like an introductory part of the show. We'll be right back.
All right, 11:27 on the clock. I need to step aside right now for Power Solutions.
Before we go, see, Ola has been on the line for a long time from about this. So, yeah, we'll take Ola for wrap this up. Hi, Ola, good morning. Hola, 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 hola.
All right, we'll have a part two of this conversation tomorrow, right. Gaslighting, and then we'll narrow it to relationships between a husband and a wife, or between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
We'll narrow it down tomorrow. When we elaborate the conversation.
I mean, a lot of people have shared experiences of gaslighting in the office, within the colleagues, between parents and the children,
siblings,
between friends and all that. And it shows that it is a major issue in our society.
Sure,
and we're happy that we brought it on the radio. And, you know, we talk about everything you want to talk about and things others don't talk about.
Mm.
I'm going to miss you, sweetheart.
I miss you too, but it's just for a moment. You catch me at home. I am Andrea Adwobi. Take care.
And I'm Collins. Take care. The microphone heavyweight. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Stay tuned for Power Solutions coming up shortly.